Welcome to the Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And this is my first official iTunes podcast, being unapologetically me. And like I said, I'm a life fulfillment coach, and I help other coaches, other people of influence, people who really want to make a difference in this world, to do so faster and more sustainably than they could on their own. Now, that's my target market, but that doesn't mean that if you're tuning into this particular podcast, that you can't get something out of the material that I share. Because what I intend to do is to share material that is relevant to me, but yet I believe will be of service to other people who resonate or connect with this type of material. And my intention for the Unapologetically Me podcast is to help people to truly live the life that they were meant to live up to their fullest potential. And that the only way that that's possible for you is for you to be unapologetically you. And I plan to do that by sharing my journey from living a life that I tolerated to living a life that I am truly, truly excited about living, that's fun for me, and that leaves me fulfilled and satisfied. And the types of content that I plan to share on this show we'll cover a pretty wide range. I'll cover learning how to trust your intuition. I'll talk about the law of attraction and how to use that to your best advantage. How to switch your mood. How to reframe any situation that you're living. How to overcome fear. Learning to discover your unique path. Learning how to separate facts from story. How to get back in alignment when you get whacked out of, when you get knocked off course sometimes. And I, as a husband and a father of two young kids, I'm sure that kind of stuff will creep in to the stories that I plan to share with you, because I intend to be as vulnerable as possible, be as open as possible, so that you guys can learn that the experiences that you're living are 100% normal, and that you don't have to go it alone. I'm also a CrossFit enthusiast and a golf nut. So again, that kind of, maybe some sports metaphors might creep into the content that I share as well. And on top of that, I plan to share my best tools, my go-to tools for myself to help me get out of ruts or to learn and progress and grow. And they're the same types of tools that I share with my clients. So you kind of get an inside track as to some of the information that I share with my clients, my coaching clients. So if this type of material is of interest to you, I would strongly encourage you to ask me questions, to send comments, send me feedback to help me create and cultivate not just a relationship with you, but to give you quality content that will support you in your growth and evolution yourselves. And as you give me questions, I will come up with new, more relevant material that will support you as you move on your journey to living a life that you are meant to. And the way that you can get in contact with me, there's many different places. You can reach me on my website at coachingdeconstructed.com. You can email me at info@coachian.com, coachian.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Coaching Deconstructed. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Coach Ian White. So lots of places you can connect with me that I'm happy to interact with you. Places you can ask me questions, you can direct message me, you can send me, you know, forms through my website. Anywhere that you feel comfortable, send it on that way, and I'll see what I can do about incorporating your questions, your comments, your challenges, your struggles into the content that I share, that I plan to share very frequently, probably on a weekly basis. But the way I wanted to start this first iTunes podcast is to share with you my journey. Because I have lived a life where I lived a life that I was tolerating. A life that was designed to support me, but was designed by others, designed by my parents. You see, when I grew up, I had a lot of trouble. With learning language. And I bought into a lot of the assessments that I wasn't, you know, super smart. That I should go into a field where I could use my hands, because that was a smart, logical place to go. And I bought into a lot of that advice. I bought into the idea that I should settle for something less. And it's not like I didn't enjoy when I went into. I actually followed an architectural path, so a lot of the work that I did was drawing and math and numbers, which was okay. And it was okay at the time, but I think I left something on the table. I bought into the belief that I couldn't have everything that I wanted, and that I should follow this safe, secure trajectory based on what my parents thought was the best for me. So that's the way I started my scholastic career. That's the way I started my work career. I went into property management, which was a natural progression from my architectural background. And I did that for about 14 years. Until one day, I realized that I couldn't do it anymore. That this life that I was following was created by somebody else. That this path was put in front of me as a safe option. But it wasn't fulfilling. So one morning, about 3 years ago, I passed my wife on the couch. I gave her a kiss on the cheek. Now, she was on the couch because she was with my newborn son who couldn't sleep in his bed. Anyways, long story, I'm not going to go there right now. Anyways, I passed her, I gave her a kiss on the cheek, and I said, I love you, but I'm quitting today. And I left. And after I said that, and I got in the car, and I drove to work, and I had about an hour to think about what I just said to my wife and how crazily unfair that may have been to her. So I called her back as soon as I got to the office and I apologized and I said, I know that was maybe a lot to handle as you're groggy and I'm walking out the door. But we've been talking about this for a while now, Julie, and I can't do it anymore. I need to quit. And thus began the negotiation for when I was going to be able to quit, let's say. And she said, when do you want to quit? And I said, how about 2 weeks? And she's like, how about December? And I'm like, how about a month? And she's like, how about September? And I said, okay, this is really important to me. Let's split the difference. Let's go 6 weeks. And I'll never forget the words that she shared with me. She said, I'm not okay with it today, but I'll be okay with it by then. So that afternoon, I walked into my boss's office and I quit. And I haven't looked back. I finally took my life into my own hands and started moving in the direction of what I really am here to do. To help people to live to their fullest potential. To help them get out of their own way so that they can live the life that they were meant to lead. I truly believe that if we show up doing the work that we're put on this planet to do, we feel good about it. And that has an amazing ripple effect out on everybody that we come in contact with. I actually call this the ripple effect. This is a big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing today, is because if we show up doing what we love to do, you don't come home all wasted and drained and upset about everything. You're excited, you're joyous, you're happy, you're fulfilled. And that spills out and spills over to everybody that you come in contact with. Your kids, your spouse, your partners, your colleagues, your employees, your employers, the grocery store clerk. It really does affect so many people. And the biggest reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is because I want my kids to know that it's possible to do what you love to do, get paid for it, and live a life that is satisfying and fulfilling, not one that you have to tolerate to get by, one that actually pays you emotionally and financially. And I want them to see that. I want them to be able to not buy into the BS that other people have the best answer for you, that you have the answers inside of you that are the best for you. I was even tested by this very idea that other people may know better than me just today. I had recently made the decision that I was going to start this podcast and start branching out and being visible on my own as myself, as Ian White. And I kind of wrote my resignation letter to the internet radio station that I was working with over the past 8 months, I think. And I said, look, I need to start going out on my own and doing my own thing. And I got this really nicely written reply letter where the lady who signed me was trying to convince me that staying with them was the best thing for me, that they were going to air me all over the place, that they were trying to get way more exposure, and by putting me in a certain position or time slot, that was going to get me even more viewership. And that this was the best path for me. So it left me thinking about, well, is this really the best path for me? Or do I need to buy into somebody else's belief that this is the best path for me? And I realized, as I went through one of my processes that I'll share with you another time, an automatic writing process that I do, I realized that this is another example of somebody else coming to me with an opportunity that sounds good on the surface, but it comes from a logical space, from a security place, from a, you know, fear of the unknown place. But if I truly want to be seen doing what I want to do, to truly be unapologetically me, sharing the content that I want to share, the way that I want to share it, using the language that I choose to share it in, I'm best to be doing it on my own. Because it gives me ultimate freedom, creative control, if you will, on where I go, how I go there, and how I show up. Without any burden of having to fulfill a certain flow or content or anything. So today was a great test of me to bet on myself, basically bet on myself that I am the best bet to win my life. And I'm doing that. And I'm doing that through this podcast. Eventually, I'll get a chance to update my websites and everything to match the content and the people that I want to serve. And that'll all come in time. But for now, I know that this is the best decision for me. And it's time to move on and to do what I love to do. And what I hope to do over a series of shows for you is to show you that being unapologetically you, being you to a T, that you can have fun, do what you love, and that'll be the way that you end up being happiest in this world. So if you'd like to get in contact with me, either to work with me, or you have questions about my journey or the type of content you want to hear, I would happily entertain using it. And you can do so by emailing me at info@coachian.com. So until next time, everybody, I can't wait to share with you my journey and how I think I can help you to reach your fullest potential. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.